Welcome to segment number three, Beyond the Veil of the 3D World. You may be wondering about all the references to the 3D world. I want to be really clear on this. The 3D world is what we see, touch, and to a degree, energetically feel around us. It's the duality of living on the planet of Earth in human bodies, the yin and the yang of it, if you will. The dark and the light, the hatred and the love, the anxiety and the gratitude. There's chaos unfolding politically, religiously, spiritually, and personally. Nothing gets to escape the revelation of the love light that's sweeping our planet. Years ago, my guides were telling me how the love light was coming in, revealing the hidden lies and stories of the darkness. And they said that, you know, the darkness cannot exist in the light. They told me there would be a time when everything that had been hidden would be revealed, and that the world as a collective will change. And here we are. It's as if we've taken everything out of the closet, and now there's a real mess, and we've got to reorganize the closet, only keeping what's necessary and making room for the new. I wish it weren't so uncomfortable, but when we're comfortable, we typically remain in status quo. We don't initiate true change. The best way to weather this storm of chaos is to elevate our internal frequency to a love, gratitude state of being. Working with your angelic team adds to our ability to cope and manage today's world and align more quickly and easily with that love, light, energy. I asked my guides how this love light was coming in, and they showed me one way is from the solar flares of the sun. The solar flares hold light, and that light holds love information. And this information, it can be called light codes. As the solar flares weave into Earth's atmosphere, that light, housing the love codes, they affect the human body. And our human bodies are actively, on a daily basis, working to align with and acclimate to this light code information. As an observer, we can see that there's nothing on the planet that's immune to these codes of love through light. Not only are our human bodies being wrapped in this love light energy, Mother Earth is feeling it too. You know, I moved to the Ozarks three and a half years ago. And shortly after I moved here, I noticed that when I woke up, my body would be vibrating, almost a humming vibration. And I asked my angels what this is, and they told me I'm feeling the earth humming. The Schumann resonance is the measurement of the earth's electromagnetic field. These low-frequency waves are the heartbeat of Mother Earth and are affected by solar activity as well as lightning. These waves of energy also affect our human brainwave rhythms and our body. The solar flares holding love light energy affects the Earth, and she absorbs this love light, which in turn stimulates the love light information in our water. Water that we drink and breathe in through moisture in the air. This love light frequency of energy is saturating the planet, our human bodies, and our consciousness with codes of light that we cannot see with our human eyes, but we can feel it. And what we feel may be uncomfortable because this love light is illuminating the darkness of pain and suffering that we've buried in our subconscious and lodged into the cells of our body. The darkness cannot exist in the light, which again leads us back to secrets being revealed personally as well as globally all across the planet. And with this in mind, today's timing is actually quite perfect to explore and grasp the ability to shift your internal energy and connect with the higher superconscious realms. The codes of love and light are right here. We don't have to go look for them. We don't have to figure them out. They're right here. It's time to use them. The energy that's weaving its way throughout the planet and our human bodies is supporting us to move beyond the external 3D and embody the quantum field of all that is. In The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn, Florence calls this the realm of perfect ideas. She teaches to bring into alignment our three levels of consciousness, the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. And that's what this love light energy is doing. It's dissipating the darkness of lies, deceit, and betrayal as a collective. But it's also revealing to us the pain and suffering we've buried in the subconscious cells of our body so we can heal those wounds. It's revealing the lies of not being good enough that we've been programmed to believe. It's revealing the wounds and beliefs that have programmed how we feel about ourselves and what we believe about the power within us. Beliefs and wounds that have been put restrictions and limits on what we can be, do, and have. The angels tell us that our sole purpose is to love. When I would ask them what our sole purpose is, and this is what they'd tell me, my immediate next question was, just what does that mean? And finally, they helped me to understand. And I say finally, not because they weren't answering me, but because I was too dense to understand in the beginning. This is what they tell me our sole purpose is. As I mentioned in segment number one, my angels and guides explained to me that our sole purpose is to experience the duality of this planet, to feel the pain and sorrow as well as the love and joy, to experience challenges and hardships, but to then transcend the feelings of challenge and hardship to overcome the programming of being limited in what we can be, what we can do, and what we can have. It's our mission to experience the challenges, but to consciously choose to embody the energetic frequency of love over all that pain and suffering and elevate out of it, no matter what's going on around us. To experience Earth, but to reconnect with the divinity within. To sync with our superconscious higher self. To that love that is our true essence while still inhabiting our human body. It's here, in this love vibration, that the communication with our angelic team becomes effortless. It's from this state of being that we can more easily understand the messages and guidance of our angelic team. Now let's look at what lies between us and clear angelic communication in segment number 4.